Good Monday morning to you, my friends, as we begin this first week of this new year of 2021. I have a question to begin this new year. As you've taken your first steps in 2021, have you found that you are still tethered to 2020? Or have you been able to make your choices and live life these first days of 21 totally severed from all that 2020 was? All around us are people who have made New Year's resolutions, which are all about a fresh start, doing things differently. But the truth is, we cannot totally sever ourselves from the past, for the present and the future are built on our past. Isn't that right? Prior to Christmas, on our Walking with Jesus journey, we were following the remarkable biblical story found in Ezra of 50,000 exiled Jews returning to Jerusalem after living in Babylon as captives of King Nebuchadnezzar. Let's rejoin them in Ezra chapter 3, because what they are experiencing is very much like what we are facing this January 2020, wherever you live in our world. You'll recall Ezra chapter 1 is the account of the Persian Emperor Cyrus issuing a decree that any Jew anywhere in the Persian kingdom was free to return to Jerusalem to rebuild their demolished city and temple. Ezra chapter 1 and 2 detail who accepted the offer, what they took with them, and how they journeyed. Ezra 3 begins with their arrival and finding that many squatters had moved in during the almost 50 years since the destruction of Jerusalem in 586 BC. For several months, these exiled worked to find places to live, plant their fields, and relaunch their lives in that broken place. Finally, Ezra chapter 3 verse 3 says, "Despite their fear of the peoples around them, they built the altar on its foundation and sacrificed burnt offerings on it to the Lord." While building shelters for their families and finding food and relaunching their businesses was important, for these people, the reestablishment of their spiritual lives as God's people was essential to living. So I invite you to consider some similarities between their experience and our January 2021. The rubble of broken-down Jerusalem and the temple was all over the place. Squatters had moved in and built homes in the midst of the rubble, but because they were foreigners, they had no love or respect for that place and its glorious history. As the exiled Jews returned, the joy of being back was overwhelmed by the harsh memories of how Nebuchadnezzar's army had destroyed that place with such violence. Also, the harsh reality that any rebuild here must take place in the mess left from the past and among the unwelcome squatters who had moved in. Now, as we begin 2021, everywhere we look, we see the mess of 2020. Do you agree? COVID is still ravaging lives and communities, even with the new vaccines. Businesses closed due to political pressure are still closed. Millions of people are still unemployed. Churches are still functioning in very limited capacity. Some schools may not reopen from the Christmas break. And the political shambles of dishonest and partisan politics continues. As we begin a new year, we do so in the rubble of what 2020 did to our world. Some exiles prioritized rebuilding the altar and resuming worship on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, despite all the mess they saw around them. It wasn't nearly what it once was in the glorious temple of the past, but at least it was God-honoring worship, and for these returning Jewish exiles, that was essential to life. How about you and me, my friends? How many of us have not been in a church building for months? How many of your churches are closed or significantly restrained in their normal functions? Do you share the worship passion of these Jewish exiles? Is worship so important to your life that you will not allow COVID or political shambles to restrict you from worshiping Almighty God, even if you must worship alone? How will you worship this week? Today, Ezra chapter 3, verse 7 to 13 is a significant report. While life was certainly not back to normal for these Jewish exiles who had made the 500-mile trek back to broken-down Jerusalem, once they had the basics of life resumed, they put their hands to the monumental task of starting to rebuild their great temple of worship. Now consider something important here, my friends. When King Solomon led the construction of the first great temple on this site, he had more than 150,000 workers engaged in the massive project. You'll see that in 1 Kings chapter 5. In Ezra chapter 3, these people were trying to start life over, rebuild their own homes, restart their businesses or farms. Every day was hard work just to survive. Yet worship of God was so important to them, they somehow found a way to start cleaning the demolition site and rebuild the altar and begin reconstructing the foundation of the temple. Ponder that, my friends. Put yourself there. Can you envision the huge challenges they are taking on to try to rebuild from the disaster of their past? This week, America will walk a week that will chart the future of this nation and impact the world. The Georgia state runoff election for the Senate is tomorrow. The U.S. Senate balance is at stake. Later this week, Congress is scheduled to ratify the U.S. presidential election, and then 2 weeks later, the inauguration of a president. And what will follow that, my friends, as America and the world adjust to a new era? Please note what these 50,000 returned Jewish exiles did in broken-down Jerusalem. They went to work rebuilding their lives in the shambles of their mistakes of the past. They knew it was because they and their ancestors had turned their backs on God that God had allowed King Nebuchadnezzar to invade and destroy Jerusalem and their temple. The rubble all around them reminded them of their past failures. Oh, they might try to ignore them or blame it on others, but they knew the best way to rebuild was to face their reality. Rebuilding would require cleaning up their mess and facing their moral and spiritual past failures. Will America and the part of the world where you live do the same? Or will too many people disregard the past, dismiss their moral failures, and try to simply go on with artificial hope? You see, my friends, hope is built on honesty. Ezra chapter 3 reflects the hard, honest restart that enabled Jerusalem and the temple to eventually be rebuilt and experience the great outpouring of God's blessing in future years. So in closing today, I urge you to look carefully in Ezra chapter 3 at how important restarting with a God focus is when you are rebuilding on a crumbled past. Let's learn this lesson well, my friends, as we begin 2021. O Lord Jesus, I lift up these, my listening friends, to you and ask that you would guide us wisely and honestly in how to rebuild on the crumbled past of 2020. And I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.